You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Author Jan Martel is best known for his popular novel Life of Pi, about a boy who explores his spirituality while stranded on a lifeboat with a Bengal tiger. On Thursday, Martel will give a talk called Healing Journeys, Crossing the Pacific, Dealing with Trauma. It's part of Western Michigan University's Healing Arts Speaker Series. WMUK's Zinta A-Star spoke with Martel. She started by asking him how storytelling can be a healing art.
Because stories are an incredibly powerful way to unite disparate things, disparate elements in one's life, and to give them a sort of a unified whole. If you took an average person and started writing, in a sense, their biography, it would meander and be sort of utterly meaningless, and we'd find quite boring. And if something bad happened to that person, we'd find it quite unsatisfying. So what storytelling has the capacity to do is to select out of the randomness of life key elements that do give meaning.
It was another story that inspired Life of Pi. Can you tell us a little bit about the seed of story, how you came up with the idea?
I thought it was a mixture of things. There was a review I read from an American paper, a New York paper, about a Brazilian novel in which a character spends time with an animal in a lifeboat. I read that, completely forgot about it. Then I went to India, and that was my second time in India. And I was around my early 30s. And up to that point, I'd been quite a radical atheist. Mm-hmm. I thought religion was just nonsense. It was nonsense for ill-educated people or people who were afraid of the world, people who were holding on to certain beliefs to simplify their view of the world. And, you know, that is not untrue. There's many, many things that are to be disliked about religion, especially organized religion. Mm-hmm. Because it was a different locale, I suddenly started looking at religion without trying to find what I didn't like in it. Mm-hmm. But because it was a religion that was unfamiliar to me, and I suddenly realized that those things that we hate about religion is only part of the story. Not everyone, a person who's religious, is out to, you know, put women in the kitchen, put down Jews and gays, etc. Mm-hmm. I was suddenly interested in looking at that other aspect of religion, of why do people have faith? What is that about? So in a sense, it was my trip to India that brought it. And after that, it was just a whole bunch of research.
How did that happen, that you chose zoology and hand-in-hand with religion?
In cities of, you know, 20 million people like New Delhi, you'll see cows wandering the streets. But you also see monkeys and rats and elephants. And so there's a meshing of animal and human life in India that you don't see in the West. Mm-hmm. But also in their myths, you know, Ganesh is a god that has the head of an elephant. Hanuman, who's sort of a demigod, is a monkey. And it's not so far-fetched linking religion to zoology. Think of it in the sense that we are all animals. We are subject to the same kinds of base instincts that animals are: fear, hunger, territoriality,
absolutely,
the sex drive.
Yeah.
All of those are part of us. But at the same time, unique among animals, we have this capacity to imagine, this capacity to aspire, which animals don't. And the greatest example of those aspirations is religion, which really goes to the limit of what we can reasonably posit. So we bizarrely link those two. You know, we are animals, and yet we are higher than animals. So to me, linking religion and zoology seemed quite apt.
So in the writing of Life of Pi, were you able to define your own religious beliefs?
Yes, writing Life of Pi did bring me a religious faith, in that I now choose to believe that all of this makes sense. Mm-hmm. In ways that I don't understand because I'm one puny little human being, I look at the Christian tribe, and I look at the Muslim tribe, and the Jewish tribe, and the Jain tribe, and the Buddhist tribe, and all those tribes, and I see in all of them a mixture of the divine and the human. And the human can be interesting, you know, and it can be wrong, and it's mixed in. And so each religion has aspects that are really interesting and very compelling. There's a social cohesiveness, a social caring to Islam that is somewhat lacking in Christianity. You know, Islam is profoundly a social religion. It is all about the other in Islam, whereas Christianity is slightly more solitary. It's slightly you and Jesus and trying to understand that. Buddhism and all these other ones, each one of them taps on the name. So, and I think that's the only valid point of view that I can see reasonably, because either all religions, all organizations are true or they're all wrong. And I rather believe that they're all true in some way, in some aspect.
That was Jan Martel, author of the best-selling book Life of Pi, talking to WMUK's Zinta A-Stars. Martel will be talking about the healing art of storytelling Thursday night at 7 at Miller Auditorium. The event is free. You can hear the full interview with Martel on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.